the events of that triumphant hour, December 18. The dead in Christ rise first. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. The life-giver will call up his purchased possession in the first resurrection, and until that triumphant hour when the last trump shall sound and the vast army shall come forth to eternal victory, every sleeping saint will be kept in safety and will be guarded as a precious jewel who is known to God by name, by the power of the Savior that dwelt in them while living, and because they were partakers of the divine nature, they are brought forth from the dead. The hour is coming, Christ said, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. That voice is to resound through all the habitations of the dead, and every saint who sleeps in Jesus will awake and leave his prison house. Then the virtue of character we have received from Christ's righteousness will ally us to true greatness of the highest order. The victory of the sleeping saints will be glorious on the morning of the resurrection. The life-giver will crown with immortality all who come forth from the grave. There stands the risen host. The last thought was of death and its pangs. The last thoughts they had were of the grave and the tomb. But now they proclaim, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Here they stand, and the finishing touch of immortality is put upon them, and they go up to meet their Lord in the air. There are columns of angels on either side. Then the angelic choirs strike the note of victory, and the angels in the two columns take up the song, and the redeemed hosts join as though they had been singing the song on earth. And they have been. Oh, what music! There is not an inharmonious note. Every voice proclaims, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. He sees the travail of his soul and is satisfied.